A curfew has been imposed on Ukraine's capital to clear the streets of the damage and debris from shelling and gunfire. Ukrainian authorities have managed to hold on to Kyiv as the Russian army has been ordered to attack from all directions in Ukraine. Russia has denied Ukraine's claims of hitting civilian areas and infrastructure, saying it only aims at military targets. The CCTV footage shows the moment of impact when a rocket strikes an apartment building in Kyiv. Kyiv's mayor Vitaly Klitschko says anyone seen in the streets will be considered a Russian saboteur.
Friends, dear Kievian, the night was hard, but there are no Russian troops in the capital. The enemy is trying to get into the city, in particular from the side of Gostomel, Zhytomyr. The aggressors were neutralized there. Now subversive groups are attacking in Kyiv. There were several clashes, firefights. As of 6 a.m., 35 people were wounded, including two children. I ask everyone to keep calm and stay in shelters. The enemy will attack from the air.
Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky says so far his country's armed forces are successfully fighting back against Russian troops, but he appealed for more weapons and troop support from EU leaders.
I am here. We will not lay down any weapons. We will defend our state because our weapons are our truth. Our truth is our land, our country, and we will defend it all.
In a significant shift in its position, Germany will send 1,000 anti-tank weapons and 500 Stinger missiles to Ukraine. Until now, Germany has refused the delivery of lethal weapons to Ukraine due to its policy of not sending weapons to a conflict zone. France has also vowed to deliver defensive weapons and fuel. NATO says it's deploying its 40,000-strong rapid response force to Eastern Europe for the first time, but stressed it will not send forces to Ukraine. Poland's Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki says he's concerned Russia could also attack his country, Finland, or the Baltic states. He urged Europe to double defence spending and step up efforts to stop Russia.
Today, we stand in front of the tribunal of history, because an independent state, sovereign state, democratic state of Ukraine has been invaded by Russia. And nothing is going to stop Putin if we are not decisive enough. So we have to stop Putin because the next genocide is looming on the horizon.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the EU, along with the United States and other Western partners, will extend sanctions to include blocking Russia from the SWIFT global payment system. The system is used globally by banks to arrange transfers, and exclusion from the network was used to devastating effect against Iran. Eight countries, including Czech Republic, Poland and the UK, have also now introduced full or partial bans on Russian flights. In one of the first visible signs of sanctions being enforced over the invasion, France seized a car cargo ship in the Channel on Saturday that has been linked to the son of a former Russian spy chief. Dmitry Medvedev, a former president and the deputy chairman of Russia's Security Council, says Russia could retaliate by withdrawing from a nuclear arms deal made with the United States. He also threatened to bring back the death penalty after criticizing the decision by the Council of Europe to suspend the country's membership. Dmitry Peskov, spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin, says actions are being taken to limit the impact of sanctions.
Naturally, the immediate measures to minimize the effect of those sanctions are being taken to ensure the continuous functioning of all the fields of our economy. All the capabilities and potential for that are in place. It has been created in advance to prepare for a situation like this.
Meanwhile, the number of people fleeing Ukraine is growing. On the Polish border, Lena from Lviv is in the queue with a reported wait time of 60 hours. She says it's a distressing situation.
And you know, when I go on the road, and I saw kids' toys, and I saw these bags, because it's really heavy and impossible to hold. And people just stayed, and it was really terrible.
British citizen Jeremy Myers says no one is leaving their place in the queue, and there have been fights.
It was awful. There were queues stretching for miles. There was a big holding area, which I affectionately call the cage, where there was clashing, there was fighting, there was loud words. We saw a woman faint. We saw several people get injured. There were no toilets. There were no medical assistance. There was no childcare facilities. There was no baby food. There was nothing. There was no food. There was no that. And you had to stand where you were, because if you didn't, you lost your place in the line.
The United Nations Refugee Agency says at least 150,000 refugees have fled Ukraine over 3 days, heading for Poland, Moldova, Romania and Hungary. UNHCR spokesperson Djanga Gadini-Williams says the agency is preparing to respond to as many as 4 million people leaving Ukraine.
In addition to the governments that have been opening their doors, making sure that they've set up very quickly reception centers, we've seen local communities in the neighboring countries just going above and beyond to open even their own houses, setting up community centers, setting up lines to try to help reconnect families that may have been separated.
Hungary is accepting all citizens and legal residents of Ukraine, including those with no travel documents and even men who may be subject to military conscription, into the Ukrainian armed forces. The move is a significant shift for Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who in recent years firmly opposed all forms of immigration. Now he says it's necessary to provide those who are displaced with refuge.
If the war stretches on, then there will be military action on the other side of the border as well, and we've got to prepare to handle the consequences. For us, the most important thing is to assist those who cross, because humanity comes first. But on the other hand, we don't want to be dragged into this war and this military conflict.
Mr. Orban was previously considered Mr. Putin's strongest ally in the EU. He met with Mr. Putin earlier this month. Inspecting a border crossing where refugees are entering, he's told the BBC that all European countries, including Hungary, condemn Russia's actions, and he will fully support all EU sanctions against Russia.
We support all the sanctions, so we will block nothing. So what the prime ministers of European Union are able to agree, we accept it and we support it. We don't block it. This is not time being clever. This is time to be united. So it's a war, and what we have to do to get back to the situation which was prior to the war, so restore the peace.
Protests against the Russian assault on Ukraine were held worldwide, including within Russia itself. Russian police detained anti-war protesters in 53 cities, including Moscow and St. Petersburg, over the weekend. Similar protests were held around the world, attended by Ukrainians and Russians living abroad.
Slava Ukraini!
Outside the Russian embassy in Athens, the daughter of a Russian father and a Ukrainian mother, Alina, says the information war has only increased the frustrations of the diaspora following what's happening.
They are lying. They are throwing. They say that they fight only military objects, but it's not true. They fight schools, shelters. They fight simple citizens. They throw bombs to the houses. They throw toys filled with bombs. They make and simple people are dying. It shouldn't be like this. And what we can do as Ukrainians that we stay abroad, we can help this informational war. We will support it. We will fight. We will protect and defend our country.
Russia has restricted access to Facebook and Twitter. The country's communications regulator says independent media outlets will be blocked unless they remove reports describing Russia's attack on Ukraine as an assault, invasion or declaration of war. The US Pentagon estimates that half of the invasion force built up by Russia on Ukraine's borders in recent months is now inside the country. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.